Today FM's Dermot and Dave. Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Dermot Whelan and I'm an author. Woohoo! From today.
Nobody usually cheers themselves when they tell us their job.
I'm too excited.
Go on.
Okay, I'm Dermot Whelan and I'm an author. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
We certainly will. We've had lots of questions in, Dermot. We're going to start off with Rockin' Beats on Instagram, who says, how long did it take you to write the first page?
Oh, the most intimidating. I actually took a picture of it the day I started. You know when you open a Word doc and you have the flashing cursor and it's just blank page and there's nothing. I took a picture of that moment because it's very intimidating and you could see why a lot of people would stop at that point. You're like, how is this going to become a book?
How did you start then?
I had a philosophy starting because I know that I tend to be a perfectionist and kind of go, oh, if I do that, then I do, and then it mightn't be good enough. So I just decided, I had three words that I wrote down and it was just turn up.
Okay.
So even if I sit down and I write 10 words or I write 1,000 words, just turn up. So just keep sitting down in front of the laptop and then bit by bit, it seemed to be coming together.
And who knew the discarded Nike slogan would be the one that you would use forever? Nike, just turn up. See what happens. No.
Well, it's basically our motto for this job.
Yes.
It's like, just turn up.
Just turn up.
Don't put
Someone
any
else
effort
will do
in.
The work.
Just turn up.
When did you feel like it was turning into a book? Was there a point where you went, oh God, I've written a paragraph, I've written a page, I've written 6 pages. Was there a point where you went, oh my God, I've written 85 pages. This is a book now.
I think when you scroll, the moment where you grab the scroll bar
on the side
and you drag it down to the bottom, but then it goes, no, there's more under here.
Okay.
Then you realize, oh, it's turning into a book. But I had a very good outline, I had a very clear chapter outline in my head before I wrote anything. And that really helped me. So if anyone was thinking of putting a book together, the temptation is to go, I'm in the flow, and open your laptop and go, John looked in the mirror, he couldn't believe what he saw, and you're like, I'm writing. But then suddenly it kind of peters off.
Okay.
But if you have a structure in your head of, say, 10 chapters, whatever your book is, if you have that, then whenever you get lost, you can keep going back to that and go, okay, it's like Google Maps for your book.
So
you have a trajectory of where you're meant to be going. So it'll generally keep you on track.
How many words are in your book?
80,000.
80,000, wow.
And that's one of the most daunting things is trying not to think about the word count.
Okay.
Because you can start to become obsessed and instead of thinking about what you're meant to be writing, you look down at the numbers at the bottom of your Word document. Mm. You're like, I feel like I've been writing for ages and it's only 250 words.
Yeah.
It's like when you're ever writing your first project or something in school or university where it's suddenly word count is a thing.
Is a thing,
You can start to get obsessed about it.
Lots of people, including Sarah, asked, how do you get a book deal? How'd you get it published?
Well, I was fortunate in that, publishers came to me.
Okay.
So I knew there was potential there. And a big shout out to Gill Books for looking after me on this one. A lot of people don't do that. Of course, they will just write the book and then take it to publishers and try and get a bit of interest that way. Mm. And of course, you can self-publish. I mean, we get sent an awful lot of self-published books here into Today FM all the time. So you do have other options. And sometimes people, you can put it on Amazon if you're self-published and just sell it yourself. So, and there's maybe you can just get a distributor, but so there's different ways of doing it.
Ken wants to know, at what stage did the concept of writing a book evolve and how long from when that happened to completion?
This book came about because, I'm a meditation teacher and I had been teaching in the corporate world. And I teach companies how to de-stress and that kind of thing. And I really wanted to just teach people who weren't in companies. I didn't seem fair that only people who could work for a company could get access to the stuff. So I wanted to put on a show that was half comedy, half meditation, which sounds weird, but it was due to happen and then COVID hit.
Yeah.
So then I thought, well, actually, a book is probably the best thing to do now because there's not a whole lot else happening. So The idea of the book was written actually around this time last year. I think I did the chapter outline when I look back at my documents.
Your notes, it was
April 2020. So a year from... That would be a good idea to... It's on sale today.
Mindful, it's called, by Dermot Whelan. Crony on Twitter wants to know, is there an audiobook version?
Yes, there is. It's on Audible, yeah.
It's there now, is it?
Yeah.
Today?
Oh, you can get it. And that's a weird experience. I'm kind of cringy. I feel cringe about listening back to my own reading of my book.
Strange because obviously we as radio people are so used to hearing our own voices. Because we know when someone hears their own voice for the first time on a recording, they freak out. You know, even if you record a voice note on your phone, after someone who is not used to it. But you and I, like this is... We hear our voices all the time. Right now, they're in earphones in our own heads.
I know, but
so why is it weird for the book?
Because I think it's a different thing. Like, we're used to our voices in a radio setting. But when you hear your own voice reading an audiobook and it's actually your words that you're reading, it's just a different thing. And there's potential for a little bit of ick.
Were you glad that you're a broadcaster and you could read your own book, or would you prefer it to be read by... someone else?
No, it's a real honour to be able to read your own work, because there's a lot of writers who would love to, and the publishers go, yeah, we're going to let Tony do it.
Why won't you let me read my own book? Ken has seen the cover of your book. The cover of your book is you looking off to the side and slightly up, because your mind is full, and all the things that are full are around your mind, whatever, they're on the cover of the book. And Ken wants to know...
Great acting, by the way.
Dermot, what were you actually thinking when the photo was taken for that book jacket? It seems like it's very much something from the Friends Joey Smell the Fart school of acting.
Well, probably, because in that photo shoot, the photographer is going, okay, just turn your head slightly more to the left, just catch the light. Now, raise up your chin, not that much, drop it down a little bit. Okay, now, don't squint your eyes so much, more. So, I don't know, I was probably just thinking, please, God, let this be over soon, and I really want a sandwich.
Lots of people are wondering about when you have a book editor. So that, like, for example, I Love My Captain on Instagram says, how hard is it to take revisions from an editor? How does your ego cope with that?
I think I was fine. Because maybe it's different when you've written a lot of books, but because I'm a newbie, I am really grateful for any direction that an editor can give me and say, look, maybe this bit would work better down here. So, you know, they would have moved things around and gone, this bit should go there. And it's kind of like a little game of Tetris. But, you know, I would always defer to them. These people work in the book business day in, day out. So
yeah, but that changes today because now you're an author.
This is the way it's going to be. The first half's going to be all in the Mokanilook. Second half's going to be in hieroglyphs.
The makeup mom on Instagram wants to know, was there a bit of the story you wanted to keep but it got chopped? Was there anything in there that...
No, I was the other way around. I was like, I need more words. Has anyone got a paragraph on them? I was looking down the back of the couch for acknowledgements. Anything to fill the pages.
Mary Tarmy on Instagram as well wants to know, what did you get in the Leaving Cert English? Were you always good at that subject? Were you a good writer?
Yeah, I think I was. I got an A in English in the Leaving Cert. But I don't know if that really... counts for much. I suppose as a kid I liked making up stories and stuff, but I suppose this isn't really fiction, and you know, it's the hardest part of the book was actually writing about me. So the first few chapters are, you know, kind of my story and how I ended up, you know, getting into meditation, all that stuff, and quite, you know, personal stuff that I wouldn't have shared before, and that can be daunting. You know, when I woke up this morning, you know, that's on your mind because you're thinking, God, everyone's going to know a lot more about me after today.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
And I suppose you don't think about it when you're writing. You're just thinking about kind of trying to be in the flow of the writing. But actually, when you're thinking, God, it's actually very personal. And people go, it's so honest, isn't it? And you're like, oh God,
maybe I was way too honest.
Irene and Mead says, you seem to like a hybrid of science and mysticism. How do you honor both value systems without diminishing the influence or importance of either?
Wow.
What a question.
I need an hour to come up with an answer for this. For me, the balance is really important. And that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, because I found that when I was looking for something other than pints and nicotine to manage my stress, I found meditation. But when I started to look into that whole world, books were either too woo-woo fluffy, you know, crystals and chakras, or else they were written by neuroscientists and... you felt like you were getting his PhD by reading his book.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know, so for me, it was really important. Like, I want to make this stuff accessible. It should be open to everybody, and you shouldn't have to be either like in a you know, Oprah Californian type, or you shouldn't have to be some kind of academic to get access to it. So, and a lot of the science that's come out in the last 10 years is actually quite fun, and some of it's funny.
Okay.
So that's what I kind of try and bring to the book, a little bit of blend, a blend of everything.
Someone says, how do I even get started writing, Dermot? I get the laptop out or I try a pen and paper, I scribble down a few sentences, but I never get any further. I can't keep the flow. That you're just turn up again,
just,
I suppose.
Yeah, just turn up. Just keep writing something. Even if it's 10 words of gobbledygook, just keep writing stuff down. And you'll find that then you get past that little voice inside that's going, this is stupid. No one's ever going to read this. Yeah, I think that's the hardest part about anything creative is getting that little inner voice to be quiet.
Having done this book, which is, let's face it, a kind of a memoir and an instructional, like, so it's not fiction. You know what you've written. Would you be tempted to go into another type of writing now that you've written that book? It's a certain type of book, but you've written that. Would you have any interest in a different kind of book?
Well,
I may be doing that already.
Oh my God!
But I can't give any more information.
That may have been a leading question by me.
You can't give any more information.
Something in the pipeline.
Okay. Okay.
Of a different ilk.
Okay, I'm excited about that. So should you all be. Now, here's a couple of questions about this. Duchess Digbug, what a great Instagram name, wants to know, is it available in the UK? And other people want to know, is it available all around the world or is it just here in Ireland?
No, it is. Yeah, it's available on Amazon and Book Depository and Audible and wherever else you buy international books.
And bookshops are open. Some of them are open around Ireland. So is it open? Like, I know Easton is open or whatever. Like,
yeah, it is. Whatever bookshop you go to, they'll have a copy of it. So if they have an online option or, you know, wherever you can get books normally, it'll be there.
Sheila wants to know, is there a whiny book launch she can go to?
Oh, that's what I missed out on that now, because obviously we can't be together. So that's one of those things that I thought, God, wouldn't that be great now to just have a book launch and have people drinking wine and talking to you up really close with wine breath. That's what those things are all about. But I have an online one, which is happening next Thursday. Brezzy has been kind enough to host it, which I'm really excited about. And actually, if you buy the book, I've extended the date. So if you buy the book before April 20th, you have up until the 20th of April.
Or 4 days or so.
4 days, yeah. When you get your book from Easton, then you'll get a special code to join the book launch online.
Class. So look, about the book, someone was saying that the font on the book was lovely. Who was it? William said, I got my copy delivered yesterday evening, Dermot. Just as a quick flick through, what I thought was going to be a word-jammed book because of its size, but it's a good size font. I'm guessing Dave helped with that. And it looks like it has a perfect flow to it. Pardon the pun.
Well, so, thankfully, I didn't have to format my own book because it would have been a nightmare. Dave, you've seen what I do on a laptop. It ain't pretty.
Tab. It's all gone! Where is it gone?
Oh my God, it's gone. I had a few of those moments actually writing the book where I went into the folder on my laptop to go to where my book
is.
And it was blank.
Oh,
and then I went into my backup one and that was blank. They just were gone. Thankfully, I backed it up in some weird cloud thing and I managed to get it. But I can't describe the horror
if
you're halfway through a book and you go, it's just nowhere. Like, I had to lie down in the fetal position and use all the techniques in the book before I could get back up.
Cillian Murphy, the famous Hollywood actor and friend of Dermot, has written the foreword. Brezzy is doing the book launch. Steve Menace says, question for Dave, have you read the book? And if so, what was your favourite part? Steve, I have read the book. I was very honoured to read the book in a very early stage because a lot of it's about me and I had to give my yay or nay approval. So I think my favourite part of the book is the bits that talk about me.
Well, I've worked with Dave for like nearly 20 years.
Yeah.
So he, you know, it goes without saying that he features in it because, you know, you're my work wife.
It's true.
And you're also a very insightful man who knows me inside and out and has seen all the good, you know, impressive parts and the not so impressive, you know.
They're
like
all impressive.
Sleeping in a bathtub and all those things. Something about a laundry basket.
Let's not talk about those things. They're retarded.
I did something in a laundry basket. So basically, Dave knows the light and shade of me. So he was kind enough to offer his thoughts in some parts of it. And it's brilliant. Like, really cool.
No, look, I've said this to you before and I've said it on the radio before. I am so proud of you. You've done something amazing, which is managed to write a book and everything that goes with that while also doing all of the other jobs you do, which is like teaching the meditation to people and, you know, oh, just small national radio show, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Can I just say, and this will give you all the feels, I came in this morning and there was a card on my keyboard, on my desk, and I thought, oh, great, more free stuff.
But actually, it's a trustee voucher.
And once I got over the disappointment of it not being a Sports Direct voucher, it was a lovely card from Dave saying congratulations. And he's very proud of me. And it's in a card that says, thinking of you on your special day.
Yeah.
And it looks like one of those cards that grannies buy other grannies.
That's exactly what it is and why I bought it.
It was a beautiful thing to come to work to. So thank you very much.
Well, look, it's out now. Mindful by Dermot Whelan. A brilliant book. I have read it, Steve from Menace. I have read it, everybody else.
Did the Just Eat voucher fall out?
No, I'll just give you 20 quid later on when you're going home. Don't tell your mammy.
You want that feeling of the note falling down.
Yeah.
And then you, as you ignore the money and go, no, the words from Auntie Mary are more important than the money.
Buy it online at easton.com if you want to go along to the virtual book launch hosted by Brezzy. Dermot Whelan's book. He's a first-time author. Today is the first day the book is launched. Congratulations, Dermot.
Thank you. Can I just say, it sounds very twee, but I really mean it. Thank you so much for all the messages of support on my Instagram and on the text line and all that stuff. It, you know, people are just so sound and I really feel like everyone has come along on the ride with me. So thank you for that.
087-4100-102 is Today FM.
Dermot and Dave's Ask Me Anything on Today FM. Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.